All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
On tomorrow's show, Jason Alexander from Seinfeld, who played George Costanza. Hey, Scuba, I know you're the one that landed this interview.
Yeah.
What did, and I mean this in the most complimentary way toward us, why in the world would he want to do this show?
So it actually happened when we booked Clay Walker. I was going through the arsenal of people that are on that list, and I just randomly reached out to him because I saw that he had done a recent interview with Julia Louis. I always say her name wrong. Dreyfus. Yeah. And I was like, oh, it'd be really cool. I know you guys like Seinfeld and King of Queens and all that kind of stuff. I don't know why I said King of Queens is not tied to it.
Well, because why that popped in your head was because Jerry Stiller was on both shows. He was George's dad. Well,
that's why. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And I figured it'd be kind of fun to have him on, and I think he's a great interviewer, and he's been in a lot of good movies too. And so I just, you know, just hit him up, and then we got a response, and it worked out.
What list is this, by the way? Did they just pass everybody else? He was just looking at a list with people on it. What list are you looking at to see all these fun people?
So there's a management company that I know, someone who works at it back in LA where I came from.
Amazing.
And I was going through the list of people, and I'm like, it's almost like choosing what I wanted online, like buying things. Like, I'll buy a Jason Alexander, I'll buy a Clay Walker. And so I reached out to these people, a few more. I don't want to say who they are because I don't want to get your hopes up. But I've reached out to a few other people as well and waiting for responses on them.
So did Jason Alexander, did he say, I heard maybe somebody that he was excited about doing the show?
Yeah, that's what I heard. So I was talking to his manager or his PR guy, and they are excited and he is excited. So I don't know if he knows you from something or if he watched Dancing with the Stars or listens to the show. I don't know what it
None
is.
None of that. He doesn't know None me from yeah. anything.
But maybe they're just being nice then.
Maybe
yeah,
read
yeah,
your
yeah,
book.
Yeah, yeah.
Or read your book.
Can you imagine he comes on and he's a super fan?
He has like a shirt with your face on it.
Yeah. I would just think you guys were pranking me. Yeah, but that'll be tomorrow. Jason Alexander will be on. So I don't know how it's going to go. I hope it's going to go pretty cool. I wish I was getting to meet him in person. I think that'd be a really, really great interview. But Scuba, do you want to give me just one person that you've asked that we probably won't get? We'll put it on the won't get list.
Yeah, just one.
Just one.
Okay, another one I reached out to. You ever seen Holy Moly? Speaking of golf, we're talking about that.
That's Steph Curry's golf
show. Steph Curry?
Yes, not Steph Curry, but Rob Riggle, the guy that does the commentating with him, the actor. I reached out to him. He's somewhere of that level.
Rob Riggle. We could probably get Rob Riggle. I did.
Fun, yeah.
I did Bear Grylls the same season with Rob Riggle.
Okay.
And he played the captain on The Office of the boat. Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
So he's on there. And then this is the last second booking, but I think you're aware of it. Runaway June as well.
Oh, but yeah.
Tomorrow's show.
Oh, it's for tomorrow's show.
Yeah, Friday show.
But
yeah.
I know why. And I Eddie knows. I told Eddie off air. I can't reveal it yet, but I'm friends with Runaway June. And one of them just called and said, hey, I need help because we're going to reveal something on your show tomorrow. So I got to kind of, I guess, give her advice on how to say what she's going to say on our show or say what she's going to say to others. I don't know. But she's like, hey, call me and help me out with this. So if that's not a tease, I don't know what is, mother.
That's a pretty good tease.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
Yeah. Okay. All right, Scuba, thank you. We're looking forward to the Jason Alexander interview. That'd be fun.
Yeah, me too, definitely.
Let's see. A person in Oregon told a woman to stop picking the flowers in their front yard. And a half hour later, the woman came back and did a drive-by shooting. Fortunately, no one was hurt. I just remember thinking about Lunchbox because he went and snapped some roses out of someone's yard.
Yeah, two different yards. I mean, I got purple and pink for my wife for Mother's Day. I mean, they're both houses that are for sale, so no one lives there.
Oh.
So those people that own the houses, they don't even know I took their flowers. So it's not a big... I was pruning them because they looked like they needed those roses cut.
That's not pruning for you. You know, you can't steal someone's flowers. You prune if they're yours, right, Amy?
Correct.
Yeah. That's called stealing them, not pruning them.
Yeah.
And I'm sure trespassing's in there somewhere.
Yeah. Shots were fired after a Portland resident asked a woman to stop picking the flowers in her yard. She came back, boom, boom, boom. Isn't that crazy?
Dang.
I know.
Shots fired.
10-year-old boy allegedly grows mold in ear canal due to wearing earbuds too much.
Oh my gosh, that's disgusting.
Doctors reported the case of a young boy who came in with his mother complaining of ear pain. They diagnosed him with ear canal mycosis. It's mold in the ear canal because of the always wearing earbuds. Isn't that weird? And then finally, No Kid Hungry rejected Tekashi 6ix9ine's $200,000 donation. Mike, do you know this story?
Why?
Yeah.
Because Mike D loves Tekashi 6ix9ine.
I enjoy him, yes.
He's the guy that has 6ix9ine all over his face. He's the rapper, went to jail, and now he's out. Tell me the story.
Well, it's basically because they didn't want to associate his name with their charity. So they were like, nah, we're good.
But if he got the money in a legit way, and I don't know the story, so I'm just asking, I'm devil's advocate. If he got the money legitimately, why is it bad to take if you're helping kids?
They just don't want to be associated with him, with the charges he had on him.
Do they check out every donator?
I think if it's that much, maybe they do. And coming from somebody like a celebrity.
Man, I just feel like if it was clean money, and maybe he's trying to get his life right. You know?
But how do you know it's clean money?
I mean,
well, is it cash? That's one way to do it. Is a briefcase with cash probably not clean?
Wait, hold on.
Is it in a duffel bag?
Wasn't he in jail?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he got out like a month ago, maybe.
But yeah, he's on house arrest now. Yeah.
But he got out because of Corona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he put out a song.
Obviously.
Did y'all see those?
I don't know enough about it, but I would just think if it's clean money, I would take it to help kids. But again, don't know enough about it. What, Amy?
I just, well, speaking of jail and coronavirus, did you see the video of those inmates, you know, drinking something to all pass Corona to each other?
No.
Yeah, they're trying to get it to get out of prison.
Yeah, it's awful. Yeah.
That sounds like a TikTok challenge more than.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. I hadn't. That's crazy. And then you think, how do they get a video of that? But then my cousin is in jail and he's FaceTimes with other members of my family.
Oh, it looked like the footage I saw looked like prison footage.
It wasn't a...
But it showed what FaceTime. They're doing.
Yeah, it's from California. It's in California.
What does your cousin do, Bones? He FaceTimes you?
Not me, but he's in the pen. And so, but he somehow gets phones, all a lot of phones, and just FaceTimes with the rest of my family. Like, what up? Wow. They're like, how'd you get a phone? He's like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't ask.
Yeah. No moshing or crowd surfing when concerts return. Experts warn that, you know, all that super, super close will get you super, super sick. Mike D, you're a mosher.
Yeah.
What do you think about this?
It's sad. Like, that's why I like going to shows. It's fun to see people crowd surf. It's fun to mosh. So I think that's going to be weird.
What, Amy?
I'm shocked. I didn't know Mike D moshed.
You've never seen his Instagram stories when he goes to a punk show?
No.
He takes his phone and turns it on record and grips it tightly and holds it above his head. And then it's just like walking into a tornado. It's crazy. Oh, I remember one night, I said, what's all Mike doing on Instagram? Because your name's at Mike Destro, right?
Yeah.
And as I hit it, and it was him just getting bounced. And he comes out like, that's the greatest night of my life. Yeah,
it's fun.
Crazy. So there's that. And then I have a note here that Amy's husband has new night glasses.
Yes, he just got them in the mail. They're the ones you wear before bed. We've been talking about them. But his are aviators with orange, bright orange lenses. And he put them on around 7 p.m. and then didn't take them off until the lights went out for bed. So he had them on for several hours, but he was just preparing his body to produce melatonin or whatever. And part of me was thinking he looked super ridiculous, but then part of me thought the aviators with the orange lenses kind of hot looking. So I don't know. I can't decide how I feel about them, but they're definitely like, if you were to see him, you would think, what are you wearing? But aviators are just good looking. So I think it's throwing me.
Does he ever wear his pilot suit around the house?
No, I miss those days.
Yeah. He didn't just put it on for like a Tuesday, special Tuesday.
I'll have to ask him if he even knows where any of his flight suits are.
What are those, like the one pieces? Like,
yes, they're the green zip-up from the, basically the crotch to the neck.
Yeah, like basically, like she doesn't know.
Yeah. You know, and they somewhere have the patches. Around.
Yeah, somewhere, yeah. Enjoy today's show, everyone. Also, Amy's got a new episode of her podcast up today, Four Things. So did someone book a mystery guest, Amy, for an upcoming podcast of yours?
Yes, I'm doing the interview on Tuesday.
And you don't know who it is, but what do they tell you?
They told me it's major and I'm going to be super pumped and to be ready and that it's going to be my episode for next. I'm doing it on Tuesday. And I had already had next Thursday's ready lined up to go, but this is bumping that. And it'll be next Thursday's episode and that it's huge. And I have a few people on my huge list that I would just be freaking out for, and I think it's somebody on that list. And do you want me to tell you my guesses?
Sure.
Robin Roberts or Reese Witherspoon.
And you think it's going to be one of those two?
I don't know who else it would be. I'm trying to think. All right, I'll tell you.
It's me.
Is
wah,
it?
Wah.
Can you imagine? Amy's special interview with someone she talks to for 5 hours every day. Okay, we'll find out more about that. I don't want to talk too much about it because I want people to be disappointed if they go check out your podcast today. Because you do have one up today, but you do have you're waiting on a super special guest. Oh, well, if it's good, good. We'll also play some of it on the show too.
Well, I mean, do you know how I'm going to lose my mind if it's Robin? I should probably not get excited.
Well, I would encourage you to go into the interview, and if you're super pumped about it, don't get too excited during the interview because you'll hate yourself afterward because all you did was geek out and you didn't really get a good interview out of it.
Okay.
I have to do that when like Garth comes in. Well, no, you don't play it cool. You just have to play it like if you were a listener listening to the interview, how they would want to hear it. You can geek out a little bit because you hear me with Clay Walker geeking out, but then you have to ask questions the listener would want to know, not just, hey, remember the time that you were on the news and you said that funny stuff? That was awesome. That's like Chris Farley bit.
Okay, I'll probably have to call you right before.
I'll
talk to you before, but I'll probably call you right before I go into it just so you can keep me level.
I'll talk you down. All right, here is today's show. Thank you guys for being with us and listening to the podcast. And don't forget, if you're anything you want to comment on, call us 877-77-BOBBY, 877-77-BOBBY. You can leave a voicemail for us and we'll answer it on the air. Okay, thanks, guys.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Thursday's show, Morning Studio.
Morning.
Thank you so much. Good to see everybody. I was reading a story online before I came in that said playing video games for 1 hour improves the ability to focus. And I'm going to tell you, I've never been a gamer, but I play video games at least an hour a day now. I play one game. This NBA 2K20, I love it. It actually helps me relax. I don't know what people do to relax, but now I know what I do to relax. It's play video games. I just kind of escape. It's great. Now, I can get caught up in playing for a few hours if I'm not texted or I had to go to work. But I'm telling you, Eddie, our video producer, this guy, because Eddie, what time do you think you get on after the kids go to bed?
Probably about 10 o'clock, 10:30.
Amy, listen to this. What do you play?
I play Call of Duty. I play NBA 2K. I do all those.
And you probably play for how many hours a night?
Probably about three and a half.
What?
Yeah.
Maybe four.
And he has to get up too. Don't forget. But yeah, he plays 3 or 4 hours a night.
Your wife doesn't want you to go to bed with her?
So what happens is she starts going to bed and I'm like, yeah, all right, I'm going to play a game. And then she falls asleep. Yeah. And next thing you know, it's like really, really late. But that's the only time I can play because if not, the kids are playing it or it's family time. So the only time I can play is when everyone's in bed.
But doesn't it relax you?
Oh, Bones, I love it, dude. Yeah. I'm like you, like never a gamer, but it's really relaxing. Like, but then it's also a time waster.
Hours and hours and hours. I told Caitlin the other day, I said, hey, you know, once we're done with Corona, I'm probably not going to play games anymore. I'll probably be retired. And she looked at me and goes, that is not true. Like, you're in. But for the first time, I get it. It's fun. I like playing video games. Glad everybody's here. Glad everybody's, you know, still, you know, part of the team. If you're just getting back to normal and you're waking up with us again for the first time, we appreciate you being back with us. Don't forget, 55 after every hour, it's all positivity. Would tell me something good. We got Amy sitting right there. I do have a voicemail, Amy, I wanted to play regarding you and your husband. This is Brendan from Colorado.
Hey, Bobby. Morning, studio. I have a question for Amy. What is your secret, well, your husband's secret for the perfect lawn? I'm secretly having a competition with my neighbors, with my lawn, but I am losing like hardcore. And I was wondering if your husband had any tips for me. Let me know.
Okay. What do you think about that?
Oh, man, I feel like I'll have to ask him. And I think that's going to require, I don't know, like a yard minute with Ben or something.
Ooh, the yard minute with Bennett. With Ben. It.
Mitt.
Ben. Whatever. Yes. So tomorrow's Friday. At least by early next week. See if you can get him to do a yard minute. He can even do it on your phone or you can record it there at your studio.
Okay, I'll talk to him about it. I'm sure he will be pumped. He loves getting recognized for his yard work.
Also, don't forget you can call our voicemail line at any time. 877-77-BOBBY. That's our number. Leave a message.
Time for Elder versus Millennial. It's our oldest show member, Eddie, versus our youngest, Morgan, number two, in a battle of generational knowledge.
Yeah.
Eddie, how are you?
I'm great, Bones. I feel good and very knowledgeable with the young stuff.
Yeah, and Morgan, how are you?
I'm doing great, but I am not knowledgeable with the old stuff.
Why can't I call it old? All right, Eddie, you'll get questions. Morgan's 26, so you're going to answer questions that she would know about her generation. Here we go. Hey, Elder.
Tell me.
Blake Lively became famous for starring in what CW drama? Blake Lively became famous for starring in what CW drama?
Of course. I'm going to go with The Wizards of Waverly Place.
Wow, he did it again, folks. That is wrong.
Dang it.
Yeah. Morgan?
That would be Gossip Girl.
That is correct.
Really?
She stole that, yeah. Yeah. What show that starts with the word wizards starred... I'm just kidding.
Come on. Dude, I was like, yeah. Yeah, tell me more.
That's the only show Eddie knows now. Okay. Eddie, question number two. Bad Moms, Friends with Benefits, and Black Swan are all movies starring what actress? Bad Moms, Friends with Benefits, and Black Swan are all movies starring what actress?
Who was the Black Swan? Is that, oh my gosh, I can't think of her name now. I'm going to go with Black Swan. That is Kimberly Schlappman.
Kimberly Schlappman from Little Big Town. Yes. Her other career.
Yes.
No, that's incorrect. Morgan, can you steal?
I don't know who the Black Swan is, but I know she's in Bad Moms and Friends with Benefits. I think it's Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis is correct. Oh. Natalie Portman is the actual Black Swan.
That's who I was thinking of.
Yeah. Mila Kunis. Okay, Eddie.
Come on.
What actress played the fictional character Jess Day on the TV show The New Girl? You know Morgan loves this show.
Yeah. I believe that is Zooey Deschanel.
And that is correct. You got your point.
Woo!
At the end of the millennial questions, Eddie, you have one. Morgan number two stole two. Let's go over to Morgan number two. Hey, Morgan.
Yes.
Where was Will Smith's character born and raised in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Oh. Born and raised in the streets of... Singing the song in my head.
Yeah, go for it. Give it a rip. Give it a rip out loud. Sing the song with your mouth.
I just lost it. I was like, born and raised in the streets... I think it's Streets of Philadelphia. Philadelphia. Yeah, I'm going Philadelphia.
I need you to be more specific.
Well, isn't it Philadelphia and Pennsylvania? Do you need the state?
No, that's the same Philadelphia.
It's in the song.
I need...
Come on.
I need you to be more specific with your answer. Morgan, go ahead.
I don't know. Oh, are you looking for like a town? Because I'm losing this song in my head.
5 seconds.
All right, all I got is Streets of Philadelphia. I don't have anything.
The Streets of Philadelphia. You're so close, but that's incorrect. Eddie, sing it back.
Oh, I feel bad taking this one, but West Philadelphia, born and raised.
West Philadelphia would be what it is.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you hear it now. In West Philadelphia, born and raised.
West Philadelphia, born and raised. On the playground.
Eddie steals that one. Hey, Morgan, over to you. What was the name of the pet monkey that Ross had during the early part of the Friends series? What was the name of the pet monkey that Ross had in Friends? He was only in the first season or two. Then they got rid of him.
Gosh, I've seen it so many times. What was his name? I think it was a person name too.
I don't know a person named this.
I've never met one.
Oh, do you know it, Eddie?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you do, yeah.
I think.
Oh, you really do?
There is a person I can think of that's famous that was named this, but I don't know anybody named this.
It's not coming to me. It's just gone out of my head. And for whatever reason, I want to say Alan, and I know it's
Alan.
Not Alan.
Is Alan your answer?
It is, because I can't place the name.
That's incorrect. Oh. Eddie.
I have Marcel.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Marcel Marceau is the only Marcel I've ever heard of. That is correct. Eddie steals again. Hey, Morgan.
Yeah.
You need this one to tie.
Okay.
What kind of animal was Air Bud? Let me rephrase the question. What breed?
Oh.
was Air Bud.
Oh. Well, I knew he was a dog. That was going to be easy.
I know. That was a little too easy. I had to read the question wrong. What breed?
Well, he's golden. So I want to say he's a golden retriever. But he could be a lab because it's kind of like similar. Golden retriever.
Correct. Nice.
Wow.
All right. You each get three questions. See how many you get in your own opposite category to see who wins the tiebreaker. Eddie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
This millennial word describes the act of being upset, angry, or bitter.
Hangry.
Incorrect. It's salty.
Stupid.
The bold type, grown-ish, and Party of Five are all TV shows on what network?
Party of Five? Let's go CW.
Incorrect. Freeform. Eddie, which celebrity couple named their daughter Radix?
Radix? Who's that?
That's the question. Who's that?
No, who's Radix? I'm going to go with Khloe Kardashian.
Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden.
Oh,
incorrect. Morgan, all you need is one.
All you need is one. Ba-ba-da-da-da.
Just one. One is all you need. Hey, Morgan, what's the name of the housekeeper on the Ready Bunch?
Linda.
Incorrect. But don't forget, all you need is one. Ba, 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 ba. Zenith and Philco are brands of what?
Zenith and Philco? Mm-hmm. Hair products?
Incorrect. TVs. Oh. Final question, and don't forget,
all you need is one.
Hulkamania is associated with what 80s celebrity? Hulkamania is associated with 80s celebrity.
Ooh, is that a wrestler? Hulk Hogan?
Correct, winner. Nice. There it is.
That feels good.
Oh, man, she's rubbing it in right now. That feels good,
does it,
she said.
Does it, M2? Okay.
Wow. Makes the season score 1-1, by the way. Nice job. Hey, Morgan, nice job.
Oh, thank you.
Eddie
thank
has
you.
A good effort, too.
Thank you, man. Well, yeah. I didn't get anything right. Thank you, though.
A 9-year-old in Tennessee became the third child in his family to catch a monster fish, reeling in an 80-pound sturgeon that outweighed him. Wow. Coy Price was super eager to catch something big after his 11-year-old sister caught a 40-pound striper and his 8-year-old sister caught in a 58-pound blue catfish. He said, all right, I see you. I raise you one 80-pound sturgeon. Can you imagine? Coy weighs 55 pounds, by the way, and he caught an 80-pound fish. That's crazy. I was going to try to go this week, but there was too much rain in the forecast, but I'm taking Caitlin on a big fishing trip next weekend.
Well, that's fun. Mm-hmm. Are you all going to spend the night outside?
No, we're going on a boat and going fishing. We're not going on a camping trip.
Oh, I don't know. You said a big fishing trip. I just pictured an outdoor adventure.
Well, no, I didn't say outdoor adventure. Now you're making the trip sound crappy. No, I had to line up all the stuff, boats and... Because I don't have a boat. Sure, now she's going to be disappointed. She's like Amy said.
Never mind. Why do you have to make it negative? I just envisioned something in my head, but she probably doesn't want to sleep outside anyway.
Oh, she would in a heartbeat. So, okay. But thank you for downplaying my...
Oh, shoot.
I thought it would be cool. I was taking her on a big fishing trip. It was like one of her graduation gifts that I got her. And then now I apparently need to take her to the Great Dunes in Arizona or she's not fulfilled.
Okay, that is not what I said, but if you want to go there, go ahead.
The Georgia teens that got their licenses without road tests, they now have to take the tests. This just in.
Yeah. Smart.
Apparently the governor of Georgia read all the backlash on Instagram, or maybe his own. But yeah, the kids that got that free pass are now going to be required to prove their abilities behind the wheel. Governor Brian Kemp walked back his original plan, saying they'll now have until September 30th to complete the road test. So all this because of Corona. But I thought those were two fun stories. I thought I was going to say, hey, I'm taking Caitlin on a fishing trip. You're like, oh, wow, that's great. And then I got told, oh, wait, you're not taking her on a double-decker camper?
That is so not what I meant. I'm very sorry.
Right.
I know for a fact whatever you have planned is going to be amazing and special.
No, I told you what it was. That's what I have planned. Now you're making it sound like a surprise.
No,
I may take some bologna sandwiches. Come on.
Okay, listen.
I know whatever you're going to do.
No, stop. You're just putting me in the mud here. Okay. Raymundo, our audio producer, sent me a note last night and says, hey, since we did this segment on people thinking that Ellen is mean, he thinks we should go around the room and say the worst quality that everybody has. And I just thought that would be too time-consuming, and I didn't want to jump into that big pond of negativity. However, I did tell Raymundo that he could share all of our worst qualities in a one-off. Okay?
Oh, perfect.
Great.
So this is Raymundo. Raymundo, how do you describe yourself again?
Alpha male from the north. I'm a guy's guy.
All right, there he is, and he's now going to tell all of us our worst quality about each other. Go ahead, Raymundo.
Yeah, Bones. So usually has headphones on. Also vision problems. So if you're in his periphery, you're not directly in front of him, it's going to be very difficult for him to see you.
Yeah.
If you see him in public and try to get a selfie or something.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it for you.
Okay. That's pretty easy. Wow. All right. Amy.
You got off pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amy doesn't like pictures taken of her kids. If you try to do that, Mama Bear's going to come out. Also, if she's in her vehicle, watch out. Pretty bad driver.
Oh, that's true. A+ on that one. Yeah, good one.
And?
Yeah, and sometimes in public, she does have RBF. Mm. Well, she's not mean, but she'll sometimes have that look.
Mm. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, wow, I got three.
Mine's that's bad vision and headphones. Amy gets, she's going to kill us driving, and she looks angry.
Yeah.
I have Mama Bear, and yeah. I have a not nice face, but don't worry.
Eddie, what is our video producer, Eddie? Oh,
boy. Yeah, this one is when he's out in public, he's really handy, especially if he's been drinking. So if you go up to him.
He's really what? Say that again. He's really what?
Handsy.
Handsy, got it.
Yeah, and if you do want a picture or something, he's probably going to go for the hug, and he's not going to abide by the 6 feet rule.
Okay.
Yeah, he's very touchy. Eddie's very touchy for sure.
The hug.
What about Lunchbox?
Lunchbox always sounds like he's yelling, so don't think he's yelling at you. That's just how he talks. He also says sometimes that he's not Lunchbox, and he'll say he's Jason Gibble. He'll use a fake name.
Okay. And what about Morgan number two? Wrap us up with Morgan number two, our head of digital.
Yeah, Morgan number two is pretty simple. If you're a guy and you're trying to get her number, trying to hit on her, most likely she's going to turn you down. She's really picky. It's not rude. That's just how she is when it comes to dating.
Anything you'd like to say, Morgan?
No, I mean, I guess he's not wrong. I am pretty picky.
Okay. What about Raymundo? I mean, what if we were to say Raymundo's worst quality? What would you say?
Gosh, I can't really think of any.
What'd you say, his height?
I didn't say that.
Oh, I thought you said that. Sorry, because I was going to say that was rude.
No, I said I couldn't think of any. I mean, Ray's a hard worker.
Yeah.
He's really nice. Yeah. He's fun.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything.
He told you had RBF, you are a bad driver, and you don't like your kids, and this is what you're going to do back? Give him three compliments?
I know. Well, I mean, I'm trying to think of something negative about him. And
there's just nothing. I know.
I just can't.
All right, Raymundo, you win this game.
All right.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Lee County, Florida. A man was at the local Bass Pro Shop when he was like, oh, man, I think I should go swim in the pond. So he jumped into the fish tank.
Dang. And then?
And then they arrested him. They called police. They said, this is illegal. It is very dangerous, and we discourage anyone from doing this.
Do we know if alcohol was involved?
They do not say if alcohol was involved.
If we're betting room, would we think that at some point in the day, alcohol was involved?
Yes. 100%.
Yeah, yes. I would think so, too. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So, got to give a shout out to Hanish Bakery because Bill, the baker that owns it, he decided to bake little 7-inch cakes for every graduating senior at Red Wing High School in his area. And he did it to bring a little happiness into their lives because obviously the class of 2020, they're missing out on a lot this year. And then as word started to spread that he was doing this for every senior, other schools nearby started hiring him to do it, which is great for his business. But he said it's not about the money. He was just just doing it to put a smile on people's faces.
Walk me through what a 7-inch cake is. Across, tall, like when you say that, I don't know what that means, a 7-inch cake.
Oh, I think it's a more like just little individual cake that's special for them, not like a big, massive cake, but each graduate, it's still like a nice little cake, but he made one for each one. And that one, he just volunteered.
Yeah, yeah.
But the cool part, it's like a double win because other people heard about him doing it.
No, I got the story. I just wonder what a 7-inch cake was. It's like a personal pan pizza. Little,
yeah. It's kind of like your own personal cake.
I see Eddie over there wearing a Pizza Hut hat. And
that's maybe how I can relate to you. Yeah, yes, yeah, it's like a personal pan.
That's all I needed to hear. I just want to know how much cake the kids were getting. I think the guy's awesome. I just want to know about the cake. Okay, there you go. That's a great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
For Throwback Thursday, Clay Walker.
Hey, Clay.
Hey, bud.
Hey, we were just singing all your songs. This is the one I like to sing of yours the best. You ready for it?
Yeah.
There was this woman, and there was this man. We were going through your whole list here before we got you on, and I decided that was the one that I'd probably sing best in the shower. So I was feeling that. Amy, which one would you say was your favorite?
Oh wait. Now that one's in my head. But what was the one we played after that?
What's it to you? Love is
around. Talk to me, baby. Tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is. What's it to you?
Clay, we thought we'd just get you on and sing all your songs to you. How's that feel?
Yeah, it feels great. I mean, especially coming from my favorite celebrity. I mean, and even though you're from Arkansas, I mean, at least you made it to Texas.
Relax. Hey, listen, it's super cool for us to talk with one of my favorite guys, Clay Walker, who's on with us. Eddie, by the way, we got to put you in on this. If you were going to pick one of those to sing to Clay?
I think Amy took mine.
Okay.
Love is a rhythm.
Okay. Hey, Clay, I'm looking at you now. You're in a studio. Are you recording music right now?
I am. I've been writing with Jaron Boyer, a great songwriter. Written a bunch of hits for Jason Aldean, among others. And we got some great stuff. I can't wait for your whole group to kind of analyze it, you know, and pick the hits.
You know, we are playing your new song, Easy Going, as our Spotlight Artist Song of the Week here on the Countdown. And when I heard it, I was like, holy crap, this is such a good song. And so tell me about this song.
I wrote it with Adam Wheeler and Paul Sykes in Nashville. And just before we got quarantined, like the week before. And this is a song that to me is, you know, the ultimate woman. You know, she walks away. She's not going to yell at this guy or anything. She just walks out. It's just total power, you know, total strength. And the harmonies to me sound just so nostalgic and have a great vibe to them. And it has all the good production elements that you want in this song, and fun to sing. It's gonna be fun to sing it live.
On with us right now, Clay Walker. I was looking at, you know, some of the old school tracks that I loved and grew up on. By the way, how do you like it when I say, like, I grew up listening to you? Does that make you feel good, or does it make you feel like, hey, shut up, man, I'm not that old?
It makes me feel great. Okay. No, it makes me feel great. I mean, I think you're supposed to get better, you know, as time goes. And I'm always working on my vocal. I'm always trying to sing better. I'm always trying to perform better. You kind of remind me of a younger me yourself. You do a little bit of everything, and you've pulled yourself up in your bootstraps. I mean, you and I have something in common that I didn't know about you, and that was my mom had me when she was 15. Your mom had you when she was 15. And I said, there aren't many guys that could say that. My mom's the greatest, you know. And music for me was always a way that I saw myself being able to achieve. And just like radio, it still is for you. You know, you've pulled yourself up by your bootstraps. I mean, you've gone on to be, you know, the most successful radio guy probably, you know, in history. And you're doing much more than radio. But I'm glad you're still sticking with radio.
Well, Clay, I thought you were going to call me the sexiest man ever. I was about to take that. He was like, okay. Well, that's all right.
George Strait gets that one.
Hey, let me ask you a couple questions about when you were first starting out. You know, because when I first started out, I would look up people and say, hey, give me a little bit of advice. When you first decide to head to Nashville, like, who did you hit up and go, how's this thing supposed to work for me?
Man, I just got in my car and drove overnight. I didn't have any money, so I couldn't afford to, you know, have a hotel room. I slept in my car, I think, right outside Arkansas, actually, outside Little Rock. You know, I'd never driven,
you know, past the Texas state line. I think I was about 17. I came to Nashville and ran into a couple of guys. Doug Supernaw was one of them. He had already had his career started, and he introduced me to Ron Baird, who was at Jim Halsey agency. And you know, I didn't make it then. You know, I got turned down by everybody. And I decided just to become a better singer, better songwriter, and performer, and started traveling around Texas. And then finally, James Stroud from Nashville passed through Beaumont, Texas one night, and I was playing at this club called the Neon Armadillo. He walked in and heard me sing, and he said, "Man, you know, I'm James Stroud, and I produce Clint Black and some other ones. He said, I really like if you come to Nashville." So I came to Nashville in September of 1992. We recorded my first album, which I had written, and then in 1993 started trying to get some traction. And then I think it was August of 93, What's It to You came out, and that was it. You know, it took off, and I never looked back. And just I love the music business, love my life, love being a singer, you know, and it's great.
I want to play a little bit of What's It to You for the one person listening, maybe not even one, that's never heard the song or sang it at the top of their lungs. Here's a little bit of Clay Walker, What's It to You.
Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true.
Hey, Clay, I saw you smile when that song is still playing, so I'm assuming you're still down with playing that song.
Man, I always end the show with it. You know, it still gets as big a reaction today as it did when it first came out. And it's great. You know, what's really cool to me is to look out and see a mom, you know, standing there with her daughter and singing. They're both singing every word to it. And I feel like there's, you know, I was very young, you know, when I got signed, I think I was 22, you know. And so, you know, I still am young and I feel great. But seeing a song, like when you say you grew up listening to my music, I love that. I mean, I feel better than I've ever felt in my life, and I feel like I'm singing better than I've ever sang. And so my goal now is to try to see how far we can push it above the bar that we've already set. And people like yourself who love and passionate about music, you know, I can't tell you how good that makes me feel that you grew up listening to me, and sounds like you're still listening to me.
Yeah, are you kidding? Yeah. And then when I heard your new song, I was like, holy crap, this is still so good. That's why I wanted to feature you not only on the radio show, but also on the national countdown. So, man, well, listen.
Wow, thank you.
So good to talk to you. Let me geek out a couple more times because I don't get to talk. We text a little bit, but we don't get to, like, talk on the phone a whole lot. But I'd like to geek out if you don't mind. You okay with that for a second? Okay.
By all means.
All right. I'm going to play This Woman and This Man, a little bit of this song, and I want you to tell me what this makes you think of, like when you go back in your memory box in your head.
Like there was this woman, and there was this man.
This is my jam right here, Clay. Tell me, what do you think about right here?
Houston Rodeo. Houston Live Star Show Rodeo sold out, about 70,000 fans going crazy, and just doing that song, and they're all singing it.
Man, okay, let's do another one. Let's do If I Can Make a Living, because it's jam too. Here we go.
If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in it.
All right, tell me about this one, Clay.
That reminds me, Alan Jackson wrote that song. He didn't record it. I did, and thank you, Alan.
So, Alan wrote it. I'm assuming he wrote it for him, and then it didn't make a record, and so he pitched it to you. How'd that work?
Yes, that's what happened. And I said, no, you missed one. And that was the first song off of my second album. And it was a number one hit and one of the greatest songs ever. A minute and 56 seconds long. And
wow.
So radio said, you know, this song is so short. And I just said, play it twice.
Dang, Clay Walker is on with us. I know your first name is Ernest. Was there ever talk of you going by Ernest Walker?
Well, you know, my dad, I'm a junior. So my dad's Ernest. His dad was Ernest. And, you know, I my grandmother called me Clayboy. And so my mom and my grandma, you know, I was my grandmother practically raised me. And I hated that they would call me Clayboy. And it was off some show way back. And I forget what the name of the show was. Spencer's Mountain. The boy's name is Clayboy. So they called me Clayboy. And it drove me crazy, and everybody called me, and then I just shortened it to Clay.
So that's where it came from.
That's it. Yeah.
Wow. A Spencer's Mountain, I'm looking at here, a 1963 American family drama written by Delmer Daves. No idea. I just pulled it up on Wikipedia. Yeah, no idea. I just watched, speaking of old movies, I just watched Oklahoma, the musical, for the first time. You ever seen that, Clay?
No, I've never seen that
before. Yeah.
Well, my girlfriend's from Oklahoma, and I watched it. It's actually pretty good. It's 1955. It's pretty good. Well, on with us now is Clay Walker. You can follow him on Instagram, official Clay Walker, on Twitter, at Clay Walker. Eddie, is there anything you'd like to ask Clay while we have him here? I know you're also a massive fan, and I'm going to give you a shot here. One question, Eddie. Come on. Bring it.
I want to know, like, my question for a lot of these guys from, like, the 90s is, like, do you still get recognized at the store, on the street?
Yeah. You know, it's I guess, you know, a lot of times when people are coming to me and say, you know, I don't mean to bother you, or you know, like this, and I just look at them and I go, do you get that with other celebrities? Do they act like that? Because, you know, that's why you want to become a celebrity, you know, or a singer or a star. You know, you want to reach out and touch people, you know. And, yeah, I do get recognized. And, you know, it's odd. You know, it's in certain places, and somebody notices you, and then everybody does, or nobody notices you at all. And but yeah, it's flattering, and just flattering. I feel so humbled and gracious, and honestly, you know, to come on this show, I've been real excited, you know, this whole week because I knew I was going to get to come on there. And Bobby, you know, you and I had met at the ACMs a few years back, and we just exchanged, you know, just 30 seconds worth of dialogue, and I've been a fan of yours ever since. I've followed you and just really proud of what you've been able to accomplish. I know how hard it is, and this is a tough, tough, tough business. And, you know, you got a lot of friends when you get there, but very few on the way up, and very few coming down. So enjoy it. I think you're going to be around a long time, man, and I'm still a big fan.
I appreciate that, Clay. Amy, I'm going to give you one final question for Clay Walker on the phone with us right now. What would you like to ask Clay?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Anything, Amy. Well, the world is open to you.
No.
Go ahead.
Why are you putting this pressure on me when
the last
I
question.
Feel like...
We've been waiting for this all week. Go ahead.
Once we went down memory lane. Well, maybe one day, can you come play for us? Oh, wait, I can't. Bobby, I can't. I was about to invite him
you
to come play
it.
For
sure.
Us live just so I can meet him.
If he comes to town after a corona.
If you, okay. Would you come and play for us live in the studio one day?
100%. I would be honored to.
Okay.
If you got to sing along with me a little bit.
Oh. Yes. Well, if
we'd have
Bobby
to do
allows
two, we'd have to do two versions, Clay, because our listeners don't like it when we sing along, but we'd have to do like a sing-along version and then the version. So, yeah. Clay Walker on with us. Clay, when do you can check out Easy Going right now, his new song, but you say you're making more music. When do we expect a bigger project, the whole project?
It's coming right behind it. I mean, like immediately. We're in here doing vocals today on two songs. So we'll have five songs coming out in a row, you know, very, very, very quickly. But I promise you, nobody will hear them before you do.
Clay, you know we love you, man. I appreciate you, and I will see you soon, my friend.
Thank you, brother, so much.
All right, there he is.
Have a great day.
Clay Walker, everybody. Clap him out. Woo-hoo. See you, Clay. Good to see you, man.
Amy, I saw this. The story was a tip to help with PMS. I'm not even being funny. I just thought you would like to know this. Because mm-hmm. I know sometimes you struggle, like a lot of people do.
No, I do about once a month.
They say avoid coffee and wine, two things you love.
I've heard that.
Even a little caffeine or a little alcohol can make you extra irritable. Cutting back on both will stabilize your mind and make it more bearable. What are your thoughts?
I mean, yeah, cutting back on that all the time could probably stabilize the mind, but we don't do that. Sometimes it also helps, helps the mind just forget.
Okay, just thought I'd share.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So maskne is a real thing right now, which is mask acne. Oh.
I guess anything putting pressure on your face, rubbing your face, give you acne, huh?
Yeah, dermatologists are saying they're seeing people with acne that don't normally have any issues with skin problems on their face. But yeah, exactly that. The mask is rubbing and it's not causing a lot of air to circulate, causes bacteria to build up, and some people are having major breakouts. It's all over the internet.
What do they say to do?
Well, just make sure that you are washing your mask regularly and that also you wash your face before and after you wear one.
Yeah, I've done none of that. I don't wash my mask. I don't wash my face. I mean, I guess I wash in the shower, but I don't have any sort of routine. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You should get on
none.
That.
None. I have none. None.
Yeah, but it's time.
I brush my teeth about 10 times a day. I wash my hands about 50, but I don't wash my face unless I'm in the shower. So
well, you're lucky because you don't really have any, you don't have skin issues at all.
Well, knock on wood. What else you got over there?
Look at you. So, Bobby, are you familiar with Pine Bluff, Arkansas?
Yeah, very familiar. It's to the right of Little Rock.
Yeah, it's 45 minutes south of Little Rock, and it was voted, or I guess somehow ranked, the worst place in America?
Period?
Period. So there's this thing called Home Snacks, and they're looking for someone to go live there because they want to document someone living in, quote,
listen,
the worst place in America.
Listen, let me stand up for Pine Bluff. I've been there many times. We play ball in Pine Bluff. It is not the worst place in America.
It this says has, it's also one of the most dangerous.
Okay, this has to be one of these people that's never been in Arkansas. They're just looking at a little data. It's crazy they're calling a place the worst place in America, though. And then it has to be from my state. That is ridiculous.
I know. I hated that for you. But someone has a really cool opportunity to go live there, and it's their job. They need to write about their new community, interview leaders there, talk with locals, and then report back what it's like to live in the worst place.
That's what, well, I'm going to tell you, everybody try to take this job because it's not the worst place in America.
You'll get a monthly salary. You do have to physically move there, but your rent will be covered.
That's crazy.
You'll receive money for food, but they will not cover your entertainment costs. And if you're interested, just hit up editor@homesnacks.net.
Okay, what else you got?
So yesterday, Disney announced that the filmed version of the original Broadway production of Hamilton will hit Disney Plus on July 3rd. That's more than a year early. It was originally supposed to hit theaters in October of next year. Wow. So it's something cool. Because, I mean, right now, everything, all entertainment stuff is typically bad news these days.
Except this show. Hey, what about, have you seen Hamilton?
I have not, so I would be pumped. I would love to see it on Broadway, but obviously that's not going to happen anytime soon. So this, I would love to watch this with my kids.
I've seen Hamilton. I watched it in New York, and just be ready. They don't ever speak. It's all rapping the whole time. I kept going, oh, they're going to start talking eventually. I'll catch up. It's rap. It's hip hop from beginning to end. And then once you kind of dial in and realize there's never any speaking, you're like, wow, this is amazing. But I was just confused for a while. I was like, hey. Are they ever going to, like, relax? And they never did.
Well, I'm pumped. Now, just to clarify, this is a capture of the original show. There are plans to do a separate Hamilton movie, but that project is a long way off.
All right, there you go.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Hey, coming up in a few, I'm finally doing something today after the show that I've been saying I was going to do for a long time, and something I'm extremely nervous about. And maybe not in a good way. But I'll tell you what that is coming up in a little bit. And don't forget, on tomorrow's show, we'll find out what's happening with Caitlin and myself. Is she going to move back to California? Is she going to move to Nashville? Or is she going to move to Nashville and in with me? That'll be tomorrow. So, yeah, that you get a pretty good tease there, two things.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I don't even know.
Either one of them. You don't know either one of those things.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, over to Amy with the Morning Corny. Here we go.
The Morning Corny.
How do two cats end a fight?
How do two cats end a fight?
They hiss and make up.
Nice. That was the Morning Corny.
I still don't have my antibodies test from Corona to see if I have them. So as soon as I get them today, I'm going to hop up on Instagram Live and do basically a gender reveal, but an antibodies reveal. So you can follow me on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. But here's the other thing. For the first time, I'm able to go to the brain doctor today. I have an appointment right after show. I know. I have had issues with recall, with finding people I know's name, with facts that I have known forever. And I just sometimes, it's like a computer that won't quite, I know the file is in there and I see but I can't open the file. And it takes a while and then finally opens. But I don't know what's wrong with me, but it's been this way for like 9 months. So I'm going to the doctor today. I'm going to the brain doctor today. I don't know what's going to happen. What if I go in and they say, I'm going to give you a pill. And this pill, if you take it will change how you look at the world. You're only using 10% of your brain, but this will use 100. Will you take that pill? I would take two of them. Oh, it'd be great. That's what I'm hoping. That's best case scenario today. Worst case is I have a tumor. So that's what we're...
It's not a tumor.
Okay, you don't have a tumor.
Well, that's best and worst. It's probably going to fall somewhere in the middle. But I'm telling you, I have issues. This isn't something I'm just talking about today. This is something we've been talking about on the show for a while. But I'm going right after the show. And I'm going to see what's up. They're going to put the thing... I got to get naked. And they're going to...
What?
Oh, wait.
For your brain?
They're like, sir, you don't have to get naked. It's your head.
I just want to walk in. I want to walk in and get naked because then I feel free to just tell you who I am. Anyway, I'm doing that today. I'll let you guys maybe know tomorrow or the next day. If I even remember, I may even go and forget I went.
Oh.
And how many... what if I've already been 3 or 4 times and I don't remember because my brain isn't working right?
Wow.
Is Caitlin going with you?
Nah. We cool.
You're going to go alone?
To the brain doctor? Yeah. Why not? I'm just going to sit in an office.
I feel like, okay, just to prepare for worst case scenarios.
What?
You're not alone.
You think it's worst case? Great. All right.
Yeah, Amy.
Great. All right.
No, I don't.
Okay.
But also, if you take a pill, best case scenario, you might need someone to drive you.
Interesting. I'm good, though. I'll let you guys know tomorrow. Antibodies, hopefully today. And then hopefully next week, I'll give you guys the brain update. So I got some great news stories for you. And we do tell me something good at 55 after, but right now it's just so bleak on the news. And I got 5 stories that I think you're going to love. We're going to count them down like Casey Kasem counted down the hits. Here we are counting down the good news. We got 5 stories. Here is story number 5.
Number 5.
So did you hear about the ice cream shop in Cape Cod that had to shut down a day after reopening because of the unruly customers? Did you see that story, Amy?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
so sad.
The owner started a GoFundMe for a 17-year-old employee who was verbally abused, and people have donated tens of thousands of dollars to her college fund. Here's the owner's interview that went viral this week.
One of my best workers quit yesterday. The word she was called and the language... you wouldn't even say it in a men's locker room. And to say it to a 17-year-old kid, they should be ashamed of themselves. Now I open the doors to a whole new world with gloves and masks and we running around like chickens. But people don't, they're like, where's my ice cream? I'm not a trauma center. It's ice cream. They have no clue how to respect other human beings.
So the kid that quit, that story got out there, and people are like, we're just going to send you to college. That's fantastic.
Love it.
Counting down the good news, we're at number 4.
Number 4.
A 54-year-old guy near Los Angeles was in the hospital for 64 days. Doctors gave him a 1% chance of surviving, but he just got discharged the other day, and the entire staff cheered for him as he walked out. His name is Greg Garfield. Here's a clip of the staff cheering for him. chance, and he made it. Count down the good news at number 3.
Number 3.
A couple in Michigan who both got the virus had to be hospitalized. The wife ended up on a ventilator for several weeks. They couldn't visit each other, but they both beat it. Had a pretty emotional reunion last week. Even though they're considered recovered, they still have a long way to go from living the life they once did. But they're even more determined to get there and make it better. They are sharing their story so no one gives up either. But they are back together. They both got it. They both got really sick. And that's the story right there.
And now a long-distance dedication. Coming in at number 2, it's the oldest woman to ever survive COVID-19. And here she is at number 2.
Number 2.
She's 113 years old in Spain. She recently recovered. She also beat the Spanish flu as a kid. She was born in Mexico March 4th, 1907, and now lives in a residential home in Oldot, Garona. She tested positive in April and has overcome the infection.
And now, your number 1 story.
Number 1.
Qatar Airways, or Qatar Airways, I don't know how you say that. There's been a big debate. They're giving away 100,000 free plane tickets to healthcare workers in all countries around the world so they can take a vacation when this is all over. How about that? And that's it.
And that's it. That's Countdown to the Hits. We'll see you next week on Bobby Kasem's Top Good News Stories. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you. All right. I don't know how to get out of that, but there you go. That's your top stories. How you feel about that, Amy?
I love it. Think, is that going to be a regular thing?
Which part? The counting it down or the like it's like we're doing a countdown show?
Yeah, like we're doing like the 5 in a row feel good stories
like a countdown.
But do you like it when I do, or is it annoying when I count down the biggest hits and all the happy news?
No, I liked it.
All right, we'll see how it goes. There is a new Four Things with Amy Brown podcast up. Amy, quickly tell us what the four things are so our listeners can go, and when the show's over, download it and just feel so much better about themselves.
Well, Jamie Ivey is my guest, and we talk about how everybody has a story, and your story matters, whatever that is. And we talk about mental health and gratitude and tattoos.
All right, there you have it.
You're thinking about getting a tattoo.
Check it out, Four Things with Amy Brown. That's Amy's podcast that she does that is just doing so great. I'm just looking at the downloads, and they're just skyrocketing. I love it for you. I tell you, our show podcast is really popping again, too. It's weird. I can tell when people are feeling it and when they're not, or you know, when something's happening in the world. I look at that data every day.
All right, so what did you try to do, Lunchbox?
Well, Krispy Kreme, I saw on Twitter that if you're a senior graduating 2020, you get a free dozen donuts because they felt bad you missed graduation, so I went to get a free dozen.
So you need to be 18-ish, but you're how old?
I'm 38.
Okay, here we go. Can Lunchbox pull off a graduating high school senior? Here's clip one.
Thanks for choosing Krispy Kreme. How many dozens can we get for you today?
Oh, yes, seniors 2020, what up?
Okay, what's going on?
Senior class 2020, I'm here to get my free dozen.
I did not hear about that. Nobody told me about that.
Yeah, I saw it on the news that if you're a senior graduating 2020, you get a free dozen from Krispy Kreme.
Can you have your gown? A hat?
A what?
Go ahead and come around.
Oh, wow. So they didn't even know about it.
No, she had no idea about it. She asked me if I had my hat or my gown, and I had no idea what she was talking about, so she told me, just come on, pull up to the window, and I guess we'll figure it out up at the window? I don't know.
What'd you do then?
I pulled up to the window.
Did you get donuts?
Oh, I got donuts.
Oh, this is the clip. The same one. Oh, okay. Is the same clip?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, here we go.
We have to call our general manager, so we don't know.
Really?
Yeah, they would have told us. We haven't heard anything.
Man, I saw it. My mom called me. She's like, I know you're sad that, you know, no graduation, and you were the odds-on favorite to be prom king, but Krispy Kreme said any 2020 senior gets a free dozen donuts. So I was like, oh, it's going to put me in a good mood, you know. Like, I don't have my prom king hat because I didn't get to go to prom, but at least I get a dozen donuts.
Yeah, we got to call our general manager because there's no button on the register for that.
Man, my senior year takes another hit.
Go ahead and come around for me, please. Thank you.
Okay.
So you got up there and they looked at you and still thought you could be 18 years old?
They looked at me and, I mean, I guess my young face, she was just like, you know what? Here's you a dozen donuts.
Wow, they gave it to
she
you.
She felt...
And you took it?
She felt bad for me. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. But you lied. It was a joke to see if you would they would give it to you, but you actually took it, huh?
Yeah, well, once they hand them to me, I can't be like, oh, no, this is a joke, and hand them back. I mean, that's the whole point. It's for me to drive up and for them to say, hey, you look like a senior, and give me donuts, and hey, guess what? Bon appetit.
And what did you learn from this?
I learned that if you're a senior in high school and you want some donuts, go to Krispy Kreme. You get a free dozen.
You know what you should
even
do?
Even if you're not a senior.
You should go to different places and just say you heard you're a senior and you want to collect your free cheeseburger. You're a senior and you want to collect your free chicken wings. And see what you, just try right. That different places and be like, I saw it. So it's two. One, you're making it up. And then two, you're almost 40 years old.
I love it because people got to feel bad for the seniors. So they're gonna give me free stuff.
Nice. And then if they go, you don't look 18, be like, well, I graduated college. What do you mean? I'm a senior in college. Wow.
Okay, got it.
Or then go, I'm a non-traditional student. Just keep rolling with it.
I thought about that. If they were going to question me, I was going to turn to the, I'm a non-traditional. Like, I went back to get my diploma.
Okay. Nice, nice, nice. Amy, how do you feel about that?
I love it. I think it's great. What did you do with the donuts, though?
Oh, I ate a couple, gave a couple to my wife. You know, they're still sitting on the counter.
Oh.
And I brought them into work. Don't worry. They got them. Eddie, Scuba, and Ray are having some.
You know, the big debate in this house all the time is, where do you keep the air, the temperature? And so as I'm doing the show, Caitlin, like today or tomorrow, she finishes up grad school. But I keep it so cold. When I do the studio, I feel like I can think better when it's cold. There's a reason why when you would take those standardized tests, Amy, that they would have the air cranked down because you're sharper when it's cold. And she just texted me. I'm in a bedroom upstairs because I'm upstairs. She goes, and if I don't come out at all today, it's because I froze to the bed. Please check on me. So I'm getting roasted a little bit. But... I'm working over here, you know? I don't even wear socks. Like, I like my feet to be cold, I like my hands to be cold, I like my nose to be cold. That's how I know I'm in the zone. The studio's always cold. So, but, you know, we talked about it on the podcast yesterday. Like, that's what a lot of people not fight about, but argue about. You guys do that at your house too, huh?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, we don't even really communicate with words. We just go over and press the button until the other person realizes. We just turn it up and down. We communicate with the buttons. So annoying.
That's funny. Yeah, that's probably what we disagree on the most. And my love language is sometimes I sweat. And my love language would be I'll quietly not jack the airway down in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And her love language a lot of times is she cooks great stuff. So we have weird ways of communicating sometimes. She made this toast. She does avocado toast so well. So it's a great thing. She does like this gluten-free toast. And then she makes some kind of sort of egg, like some scrambled egg, I don't know. And then she puts avocado on it. And then she did turkey sausage on that yesterday. Oh, chef's kiss. Mwah! It was excellent.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to try one of
the
these.
The greatest cool cook. I'm telling you. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Travis Denning.
Travis hasn't been in studio since he guest hosted for Lunchbox. Welcome back. But this time just as a pure artist, my friend.
Yeah, now I'm not getting just completely berated over the coals this time, hopefully.
Well, first of all, it's not berated over the coals. It's raked over the coals.
It was something like that. I can't remember.
You know what's funny, Travis, is that you and I have known each other for a bit, and we've done some stuff together, but I don't really get on Facebook very often, even the show site. But you popped up in my people you may know Facebook friends. I only have like 20 friends, and you popped up, and your main picture is you and your girlfriend.
It is, yeah. And you must have not added me because
I
didn't see if
I had no interest. Okay. Yeah, I had no interest.
I haven't added a person on Facebook in probably 3 years.
So yeah. But you did pop up, and I thought because we found out last time that Travis's, I assume you're still together, right?
Yes, we're still dating.
Okay. That Travis's girlfriend is the daughter of John Michael Montgomery. And I thought, man, she is way prettier than him. And that's a compliment, Travis.
100%. No, yeah, I get it. Yeah.
All right, just making sure. Hey, let me play, before we talk a little bit and have you play, I do want to play a little bit of a hook here for your song, After a Few. Here you go.
But after a few drinks, it's always the same thing. We find ourselves lost in conversation.
I heard that. I was in my car the other day. And, you know, I don't hear many songs fully, Travis, because, you know, I'm in the studio doing the show, and I don't just turn up the music and put the headphones on. But I heard your song come on from the beginning. And I was like, for a second, I couldn't remember what song it was. And I was like, man, this song is really good. And then once I realized it was you, I was like, huh, look at this guy. He's on to something. Too bad it's a top five song at this point and you're killing it. But I there was a genuine love in my heart for the song when it came on. And I've heard you play it many times, but I heard it on the radio. And I thought, man, this is a great song.
Dude, that's awesome. I mean, I appreciate it, man. It's been just a crazy, crazy climb up there. And it's unbelievable that it's top five, single digits, man. It's awesome.
Travis Denning is with us. I got a note here that said he loves 90s country, the Georgia Bulldogs, Waffle House, and Bass Pro Shops baseball caps. Is that all true?
And of course, the one time I'm not wearing my Bass Pro hat, of course, but... Yeah, I don't know if I've ever told you that, Bobby, but I am a University of Georgia Bulldogs fan. I don't know if you've ever picked that up.
I have in every conversation we've ever had at some point.
I heard your Bobby cast with Langston, and y'all started talking about that, and you went, you know who's an obnoxious Georgia Bulldogs fan? I went, he's about to say my name, and I heard, Travis did.
That's true. Travis is here. I saw once, because Travis and I have a mutual friend that we're very close to. He sent me a video of you playing... I'm not going to say what the cover is, but he sent me a video of you playing a cover of a song by a female artist at a music festival. And I thought, if I ever get Travis in the studio and he's going to play for us, he's going to play this cover. So in a little bit, I'm going to have you play this cover from a female artist that you just rocked out. You know what it is, right?
Yeah,
but that's
absolutely.
Okay. We're going to get to that in a little bit. But before we talk anymore, since you have your guitar, I'd like our listeners to hear, play us a chorus of After a Few on your guitar right there.
You got it.
Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now. And thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Yeah, there you go.
That's good. That's Damn. Good. I got it.
That was like jump into the chorus.
And you jumped hard. You didn't just walk into the pool. You went after a few. And like almost blew your voice there. I love it. Travis has got a new EP out coming tomorrow. An EP is a few songs. How many on this EP?
There's six songs on the Beers Better Cold EP. You could say it's a six-pack of songs.
Beers Better Cold. It comes out tomorrow with Travis Denning. Check it out. If you had to pick, I'm going to put this on you here. Give me your top three favorite beers from 1, 2, 3 in that order. What's your number one beer?
An open one, a free one, and then the grass cutting beer. I'd say Miller Lite, Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, and then Macon Progress, which is a beer from Macon, Georgia, just north of my hometown, Warner Robins, Georgia.
You know, I love how you talk manly and stuff, but I saw you drinking White Claw mango flavor on your Insta story. So defend yourself.
I don't think I got to defend my White Claw drink. I like White Claws, and I had this conversation yesterday with a good friend, and I'm like, I'm sorry that for whatever reason you can't enjoy a refreshing mango White Claw with a steak, because I can, and it was delicious.
Travis Denning is here. He is our first guest to come back in the studio to brave the elements of Corona, of COVID-19. He fought it. He's in the studio. I'm not. That's what's crazy. Travis is in our studio. I'm not in our studio because I'm Big Baby.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Travis Denning.
I'd like to brag on this guy for a second because his song After a Few has just been climbing the charts for over a year. And it's slow and steady, but that engine is continuing, and I'm hearing it all over the radio, and it's got to be cool for you to have that song. I mean, here you are. You got a real shot here to give it a go at number one, you know?
Hey, knock on wood, man. I mean, we're going to keep grinding it out, but it's been such a great achievement thus far, so anything past that is just icing on the cake.
Well, here's what I'd like to say is that last Christmas, I had a Christmas party. In even maybe late November, early December, we had a Christmas party, and Travis came over and played the party. He sat down in my living room. He got his guitar out. He played 4 or 5 songs, and I think I paid you $300. Is that accurate? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was about $300, I think. It went straight to the beer fund.
Okay.
So you did pay me that. Yeah.
My question is, if you have a number one, does your rate go up for next year, or are you done doing parties?
I mean, I think it is probably substantially going to go up to about $325 for next year.
$300 in a case of White Claw, a mango flavor.
Yeah, mango White Claws. And if you mess that up, I'm out of there. I'm just out of there immediately.
I was watching a video of Travis play. Maybe it was Faster Horses Music Festival.
It was Faster Horses.
Yeah, and I love that festival. Eddie and I have played it before, and it's just such a cool vibe. And Faster Horses is in like Michigan, right, Travis?
Yeah, Brooklyn, Michigan. And I'm telling you, I don't think I've ever been hotter in my life than that festival. And I just didn't think Michigan would be that hot. It was one of the just most horrifically hot things I've ever played.
Well, I saw this video of you playing from way back then, and I thought, man, one day I'm going to get Travis to play this song. And so he was doing Miranda Lambert Kerosene. And when I first saw that he was playing this, I was like, there's no way this is going to be good. Whenever I saw Travis Denning does Miranda Lambert Kerosene, I thought, well, what are we about to get ourselves into? And I was a little embarrassed to watch it. I was like, oh, man, I like him. I don't want to see him do. But you crushed it. I mean, it was so good. And so I know you were coming in today, and you got that new 6-song selection coming out tomorrow called Beer's Better Cold. And so I thought, what would be better than have you do Miranda Lambert Kerosene here on the show? You cool with that?
Dude, I would love to do it.
All right, here he is. My friend and yours, Travis Denning. Come on, there he is. Wow. Well, I got to be honest with our listeners. As Travis saying, I was playing guitar. So
Yeah. You were behind the screen the whole time ripping it, man. I saw it. It looked great.
truthfully, Travis, he's one man with a guitar in here, and all that you heard was him doing it all, singing and playing. And tonight at midnight tomorrow, he's got a new EP coming out called Beer's Better Cold. It's 6 songs. Travis Denning, he's got a top 5 song on the chart right now with that one he sings a lot. And that is how we do it. Hey, you know, I'm just a big fan of you, man. I'm just giving you a hard time because I feel like I can. That's what you do to friends, you know?
Hey, right back to you, man, and I appreciate you letting me come in the studio and, you know, just hanging out, man.
Hey, suck up that Corona for me because I'm not in there. I won't be in there for a couple of days. So just, if there's any in there,
just, I'll just,
yeah, just take it.
Yeah, get it in, yeah.
Check out After a Few. That's Travis's song out right now. Okay, Travis, I'm going to let you go, but I appreciate you coming in and good luck, man.
Hey, thanks, brother.
All right, there he is. Travis Standing, everybody.
Yeah. Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There was two high school sophomores in Arkansas. They're at the grocery store doing a little grocery shopping, going down the aisle, looking at the Captain Crunch cereal, and then they look down. Oh, my gosh, there's $600 on the ground. They pick it up.
Wow. Like,
should we keep it? Should we not? And they go give it to the store manager. And
who
it was
kept it?
No, the store manager had it. And not even 10 minutes later, an elderly gentleman returned to the store and said he had dropped his money, and he got the money back.
Two people were honest there.
Yeah, Kylie and Aiden. They were sophomores, 16 years old, and they turned in the $600. They could have made $300 a piece, but...
Let me change that. Three people were honest there. The two kids and the store manager, because cash is untraceable.
Oh, I didn't even think about the store manager.
Yeah, because he could have been like, yep. That's why I was like, oh, he kept it. I knew he wouldn't because he's telling me something good.
Right.
But listen, all three of them, they deserve a ribbon because that older guy for sure needed that money. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I saw where Taylor Swift had to sell one of her private jets. You see that, Amy?
Oh, man. Hard times?
Come on. It's all relative. But yeah.
I know. It's funny the way she said it, though.
I know. Amy just...
Oh, man.
FAA records show Taylor's Dassault Falcon 50 aircraft changed hands in mid-March. That's the same week that concerts were being canceled and states issued restrictions on large gatherings. In other words, Taylor sold it before the market crashed. That leaves Taylor with only one private jet. It's a Falcon 900, which seats 18 passengers. Taylor bought that plane one decade ago for $40 million. Man. But it did say that she has tightened her financial belt by selling one of her private jets. Oh, yeah. Rough times, I guess. Let's go over to Morgan, number two. What can people hear on the podcast today, Morgan?
We had special guests, Clay Walker and Travis Denning on the show.
Yeah, not at the same time. Two different great segments. Clay Walker, if you love the 90s, we talked to him. Loved that segment. And Travis Denning's got a song about to be top five. Maybe it is top five, and he's got a new EP coming out tomorrow. So, yeah, that's good. What else?
Lunchbox got something for free for acting like he was a high school senior.
Yep. What else?
You shared a bunch of good news stories from across country.
The good news countdown every morning. Check it out. I'm Casey Bobsium. All right. And one other story?
And there's one thing you and your girlfriend have been disagreeing about while in quarantine together.
Yeah. Okay. That's the deal. Amy, what's going on today?
Nothing. I hope we're going to look at a house, fingers crossed. But if not, then just second to last day of school up in here. What about you?
Well, I'm going to the brain doctor right now. So I got to go and hopefully get checked out. And they say I pass. I'm recording an episode of Easy Trivia tonight, but that won't air till next week. My episode that comes out tomorrow of Easy Trivia has Dierks Bentley on it. So you can follow me on Instagram. Watch my Instagram TV at Mr. Bobby Bones. And I do another episode of my game show, Super Easy Trivia, and Dierks Bentley will be the guest. But mostly the brain doctor, some NBA 2K, hopefully it'll be pretty nice. I told Eddie that I have like, how many months till I can beat you at golf again?
You said two.
2 months. So I got to go to the driving range today because I haven't played in 5 years and I'm terrible. And Eddie whooped me by like 10 strokes last time. So in my mind... I have to go and I do have a voicemail about that. Hey, Mike, can you play the voicemail from Tony from Boston? Here you go. It's Tony.
You keep talking about golf with you and Eddie, but you haven't said who's won. I'm curious to see who won. I know you said on Twitter you're looking for a golf coach, so I'm going to assume Eddie won. Love to hear the update on that. Keep up the good work. See ya. Bye.
Oh, there's no update because Eddie just sticks it to me. But I said, give me 2 months and I'll be back being competitive because... It was in a contest back in olden days. But I don't live in the past, Eddie.
No, those were the olden days. Now,
Yeah.
I like that you're giving it 2 months, though, because, I mean, you and your mind and when you, like, your drive, I feel like you're going to get really good pretty soon.
What if I make the PGA Tour in the next 2 months? Oh, I didn't think about that. And then I have to leave the show and you all lose your jobs because you got me back in golf.
Nope, I'm catting you.
That sounds horrible.
Oh, I know. So be careful what you wish for, Eddie. All right.
No, I want to be your caddy, dude.
Okay, fair enough.
And all right.
Yeah. All right, that's it. Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Hey! Bobby Bones.